counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slasic from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Carpenter of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harder, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. It is time to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending July 23rd, 2013. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we'll play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. And other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. That's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can reach out to us for a feature on the show that we'll throw in amidst counting down the top 20 albums. And we have a few lined up coming up in the next couple of weeks, including one local artist to us. So that'll be pretty cool. All right, we're going to get the countdown started right now, and Brian's going to tell you what's coming in at number 20 this week.
All the way up from number 43 is Said the Whale. Their new EP is called I Love You, and you're going to hear a track called Mother. Debuting at number 19, ahead of their debut album, expected next month, the Melbourne, Australia indie folk band Paper Kites have their 2011 EP getting a proper North American release. It's called Woodland, and you're going to hear a track called Willow Tree March. And off of the Fixture Records sampler, all the way up from number 35, number 18, you're going to hear Femminelli with Le Pacte.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Slightly off.
I hope for a so come on, let me see that for myself you get it. I think it's me, but I just need to see if this is real, just something that I need.
Shot 20. Number 19.
For the things that you need, with your lust and your greed weighing down, and you're weak in your love, and you hold it above your head. Success is a song of the heart, not a song of your bed. And we all still die. Are we all still dead? What will you leave behind? Are we all still dead? Your lust and your greed weighing down, and you're weak in your love, and you hold it above your head. Success is a song of the heart, not a song of your bed. And we all still die. Are we all still die? What will you leave behind? Are we all still dying? Marching away from the stream, this tree it will die without leaves. This tree it will die. This tree it will die. And we all still die. Oh, we all still die. What will you leave behind? Oh, we all still. And we all still die. And we all still die. What will leave behind? And we all still die. Oh, oh, oh.
Shot 20. Number 18.
jamais pu t'offrir cette belle robe de mariée. Pardonne-moi, pardonne-moi. Je suis peut-être un raté, mais je t'aime.
It's the Year Shot 20.
That was Le Pact by Feminelli off of the Fixture Records sampler this week at number 18 up to 35. Debuting at number 19 was Paper Kite from the EP Woodland. You heard Willow Tree March. And another new one, which was Mother by Said the Whale from their new EP I Love You. And that was at number 20 up from 43. Starting out the program with three records new to the program.
All really great stuff. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And we're going to keep the countdown coming now with more great music. And remember, if you want to get in contact with us or just check us out online, our home on Facebook, probably the best way, facebook.com/earshot20. I always think maybe someday I'll get ambitious and create a website, although I am no web designer, so I can only imagine what it'll look like. Like maybe a WordPress blog, and I'll just talk about my days most times, because there's not much to talk about. So, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Post pictures of my cat, maybe. Isn't that what people do on blogs?
I have no idea.
No?
Try to stay.
You don't read, you don't read a lot of blogs? You don't read a... No. All right.
That's what really, you can really get sunk into all those things. I try to stay off the internet except for work as much as possible.
I know what you mean. Facebook does suck me in every once in a while, and you get clicking. It's the click through. When you're just going for one particular thing, like a blog's pretty good because if you click on a story, that's it. There's nowhere else to go.
They really totally linked to other stories though.
Sometimes, but with Facebook, you click through. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, if you agree, let us know.
Agree about what? Just anything? Anything and everything that we're talking about?
Maybe if I should do a blog.
And that silly diatribe?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So we're going to jump back into some tunes here. You're going to hear Out the Gate Backwards by Young Galaxy. They're at number 17, down from 10 this week. That's, of course, an album called Ultramarine. And another new one is the re-release of King Tuff's Was Dead. That's number 16, up from 48. And you're going to hear a track called So Desperate.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20, number 17.
No.
16.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was So Desperate by King Tuff from the album Was Dead. That's a number 16 up from 48. And falling number 17 from 10 was Young Galaxy Ultramarine and a track called Out the Gate Backwards.
And speaking of kings, Brian's going to hate me for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The royal baby has a name. It's Prince George. Yay. Now that I got it out of my system. I don't know. I think that's exciting.
It's not exciting.
No, the fact that he has a name now is exciting.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, I refuse.
I read a very funny...
No, stop talking.
No. Listen. I read a very funny story, though, that I posted on my Facebook that I think you probably would have enjoyed if you read it, or you probably did even read it anyway. It was just like... a humor story, and it was like, in another news, a baby was born. Mom and baby are doing well. The baby is in this hospital, and that's all it was for the news lines. And I thought that was pretty funny, because really it is just another baby.
I think you might have not have done it justice right there, though.
No, I didn't. Go if you want to know, go to my Facebook. I'll friend anybody. I need it for validation, self-validation. Oh, man.
I'd also like to say that I think that you might have picked up a crow. Potentially, I heard it. I don't know if it was picked up by the microphones, but a crow just went by the window and was rudely interrupting our recording. But I'm just one take here.
Whatever, crows. Whatever.
I hope that you could pick it up out there.
I
wanted to join me as a co-host.
I hope the crow joins us, because that would be an awesome show. And then we just throw it to the crow for, I don't know, whatever segments. How would you think about that, crow? Is that a good crow impersonation? Yeah? Awesome. I love it. People can't see you. I don't know if I mention this to you every once in a while, but people can't see you bob your head yes or no. So you need to use your words.
They can hear it.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums, but we're going to take a break from that for a few minutes. Throw it over to our friend Stephen Karlick from Exclaim for your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Broken Social Scene offshoot Aurora have announced a debut album. Broken Social Scene and Apostle of Hustle member Andrew Whiteman has launched his Aurora project with his wife Ariel Engel a couple of years back. Following their In the Pines EP earlier this year, the band have announced their debut full length. Also titled In the Pines, it's due out August 27th on Club Roll Music. The album was recorded in living rooms across Canada and mixed by Sandro Perry. According to a press release, Whiteman and Engel, quote, used the words from each poem to make faux folk song forms and then added beats, melodies, and vintage sounds. Canadian folk favorite Basha Bulat has returned with a new LP, the follow-up to her Heart of My Own. The new album will be called Tall, Tall Shadow and will arrive October 1st via Secret City Records. The record, Bulat's third full-length overall, was co-produced with engineer Mark Lawson, who's worked with Arcade Fire, Colin Stetson, and Timber Tember, and Arcade Fire's Tim Kingsbury, and apparently features Bulat exploring sounds outside of her rootsy comfort zone. This time around, I felt braver, the artist said in a statement, adding, I wanted to play with electric and electronic sounds, exploring the boundaries of the folk music some people know me for. The singers also announced a tour in support of the album, including dates in Montreal, Quebec City, Ottawa, Toronto, Calgary, Edmonton, Victoria, and Vancouver. Rapper J. Cole has apologized to an autism group for his insensitive verse on Jodeci Freestyle. Drake and J. Cole came under fire from an anti-bullying group for the latter's guest verse on the song Jodeci Freestyle, which featured a slur against those with autism. The verse included J. Cole rapping, I'm artistic, use autistic, retarded. The Anti-Bullying Alliance teamed up with autism activist Anna Kennedy to create a Change.org petition calling for an apology from the rappers. J. Cole tweeted in response, I said something in a rap that was offensive to those with autism. I feel terrible. A tweeted apology wouldn't do. So the rapper linked to a full apology on his site. Drake added his own apology shortly thereafter on his October's very own blog, saying, J. Cole wrote a beautiful and moving apology to individuals and families affected by autism who are understandably hurt by a verse in Jodeci Freestyle. I share responsibility and offer my sincerest apologies for the pain this has caused. Individuals with autism have brilliant and creative minds, and their gifts should not be disparaged or discounted. This was a learning lesson for both of us, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to try to right this wrong. J. Cole and I believe that it is the right responsibility and respectful decision to remove the lyric from the song. An updated version of the track has yet to surface, and Drake's Nothing Was the Same LP will drop on September 17th. Colin Stetson has revealed his involvement in the new Arcade Fire album. Fans will know that the band has a new album coming out on October 29th, but Colin Stetson has admitted that, quote, I did record a bunch of stuff for the new record with my best friend and longtime collaborator Stuart Bogie. when asked to provide his impression of the Arcade Fire songs he worked on, Stetson slyly said, "They're really, really good," and laughed. "You won't be disappointed. Just imagine how you felt before every other record, how you were like, what are they going to do? What's different? Is it going to be good?" And then when they put it out, all of those things were there. It was different, but it was entirely them. So yeah, I can say that. It's fantastic. In album releases this week, we have Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zero's new self-titled album. The juxtaposition of Alex Ebert's dark visions and bold psychedelic explorations are consistently fascinating on this album, especially when they gel, and by some measure, even when they don't. It's tempting, says our reviewer, to immediately dismiss these missteps as typical California excess, but what no one can criticize Ebert for is the conviction behind his musical choices. In other releases this week, we have Canadian rapper Factor's Woke Up Alone, a concept album on which a man deals with the death of his wife by trying to bring her back from the dead. Kirby Dominant, the rapping half of Paranoid Castle with Factor as producer, plays the role of the widowed man, and he's enjoyable over his three separate appearances, and especially on The Empire Has Fallen, where he first expresses his anguish over the loss. Factor's production sets the mood. The music is mostly slow and sad, aside from the few moments of hope that get something a little more uplifting. Woke Up Alone is already a great collection of songs, but the successful realization of the concept makes it more cohesive and hopefully sparks a trend in compilation albums. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the new Grand Analog track, The Great Rhyme Dropper, featuring Shad. Hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man. I mean the man.
Let's go!
Hands up! One time. Hands up!
G-A. Rolling around with no cape on, just a fly button up gingham. Rappers back with aspirations, I do the damn thing proper. I ain't a rapper, I'm a great rhyme dropper. A modern day Peter Benjamin Parker. Never tie like Michelin, a true Skywalker. It's gorgeous, I mess around and stay grounded. I choose not to fly my man or get nauseous. Charge your fee to set you free. If you're looking for me, buzz apartment B. Low key like a baritone, rolling deep. I keep banging on this beat so awesomely.
I rocks the beat when a thought gets tossed to me. Props to GA, cats don't want the beef. Dog keep it unthawed, you don't want the heat. Talk is cheap and you racking up a lot of receipt. Can't cash it. Dame say the man dash in the pan. African fam to make the jam classic. These other rappers out, too damn plastic. Meanwhile my freestyle too fantastic. Yo, what's with the Fruity Loops? Toucan rapping and every... in the new lane, passing Trans Am blasting the handsome tandem Grand Analog back in.
Right about now, the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's the great rhyme trouble.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anywhere, anyway.
Right about now,
the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's the great rhyme trouble.
I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anywhere, anyway.
Vigilante on the rise, this heat will chill you like an Indian chai. No compromise, it's hip hop. We capitalize on hard times. In fact, it's humble that I point this out. I'm in the house, living in affordable brackets. And if these little itty bitty rappers attack us, I chew them up in small increments like tapas. For practice, leisure, be the leader. First, you'll have to walk a mile in my Adidas. Ooh, it's like that, and now we do it like this.
Like this.
I rock your block like Kung Fu flicks.
And you won't come too when the 1-2 hits. Hard enough to punch through bricks. Know how to rap this Sun Tzu. Art of war, hardcore, carnivore, funk music. It don't end y'all, we end y'all. Always all in when a friend calls. Couple black Ken dolls with 10 balls. Right into my ballpoint pens ball. No ink to scrawl, no thing at all. Now you got me cocking that non-conscious rap. All pompous when I'm on the track. Well, it's your boy Shad signing off. No final thoughts, just another great rhyme to drop.
Right about now, the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's the great rhyme trouble.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anyway, anyway.
This is a throwdown.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
I'm thinking of friends whom I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. They've gone off to heaven, but I wanna know, what are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace it bounds like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There are some whose hearts were burdened with care. They paid for their moment with fighting and tears. They clung to the cross, trembling in fear. But what are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace abound like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't give them much ease. They suffered till death brought a final release. What are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace abound like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some who were poor and often despised. They looked up to heaven with tear-blinded eyes, while people were heedless and deaf to their cries. What are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace abound like a river, they say. What are they doing there now?
Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 14.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Near Enough by Braids from their new split single, In Kind Amends, which is at number 14, up from 33. Before that, number 15, up from 20, was Mavis Staples from One True Vine, a track called What Are They Doing in Heaven Today?
Feels so weird to be so close to the end of the program this hour anyway, and we've got three more tracks to bring you before it is done. I don't know what I was trying to say there. Before it is over. And Brian's going to tell you what's coming in next.
Next you're going to hear Zoomies by Divine Right. By Divine Right. It's just so confusing potentially out there for the listeners.
By Divine Right. Yeah, it is. That is a tricky one.
That is at number 13, down from 8, and the album Organized Accidents. After that, CFCF from their new EP Music for Objects at number 12, up from 34, a track called Turnstile. And closing out this hour, the bottom 10 is Stormur by Sigur Rós off of the new album Kvikr at number 11, up from 17.
Again, I am impressed by your pronunciation. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 12. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track by Sigur Rós from Kvikr, their latest record, which is at number 11 up from 17. Hear a track called Stormur. You heard Turnstile by CFCF before that from his new EP, Music for Objects. That's number 12 all the way up from 34. And falling number 13 from 8 was by Divine Right from Organized Accidents, a track called Zoomies.
All right, that does it for this hour of the program. When we come back, we will have your top 10 and, of course, the lowdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming into the charts this week, so stick around for that. There's more on the way. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.